Third mission in the fourth parak says Sanhedrin Haisa Kechatzi Gorin Agula. Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim Sarech Agan Hasar Sahar means a moon, like a crescent. So the Sanhedrin used to sit in a semicircle. They couldn't sit in a full circle because the Edim and the Baalei Din had to be able to enter their presence, but they should be able to visualize each other. The Mishnah says Kadeshi Uroin Zeh as Zeh, so that they should be able to see each other. Vinasi Miav Bezdin should be able to see everybody else that's participating. And this will enhance, this will enhance the dialogue, the give and take, and hopefully it will facilitate achieving the true purpose. Shnei Sofrei Adayanim, two stenographers, Omdim Lifneim, Echad Miyamin Ve'echad Mismel, Ve'kosvin Divrei HaMezaken Ve'divrei HaMechayvin, and each one would write down the argumentation on both sides, those who wanted to exonerate and those who wanted to convict. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shlosha, there should be three. Echad Kosev Divrei HaMezaken, Ve'echad Kosev Divrei HaMechayvin, Ve'ashlishi Kosev Divrei HaMezaken, Ve'divrei HaMechayvin. So Rabbi Yehuda had a different scheme where you have three stenographers, so you have more of a payroll there, but there's a certain advantage from his point of view because it allows one stenographer to focus on, let's say, the more junior stenographers, presumably, to focus on just one side, and then you have one that comes along and he's going to be able to record both of them. The Tiferes Yisrael was of the view that we want to have two distinct sets of witnesses on both sides of the story. So in case there's any question as to what was argued and what was said, so there should be two witnesses who aren't the same individuals. One of the individuals can be the same, but disparate individuals on both sides, and that's the advantage of having three. So this is why being a baseball fan is very helpful. You have triple A, double A, and single A in front of the Bezdin. So they each all sat in a semicircle. So the triple A, that's the closest row to the major leagues, and they're sitting in order. So it's not like September 1st, the rosters expand and there's a call-up. You have to wait for a spot to open. But then one of the fellows can move up, and then everybody slides down a row, and you promote one guy from double A to triple A, and one guy from single A to double A, and then you have a roster spot which is open on single A, so we'll talk about how you manage that situation. So you find the best guy out there. So you send out the scouts, right? And they scout for the best guy from the kahal who's not even in single A ball, and you sign him up. And you bring him in to the last seat in the last row. So it seems like a pretty rigid system when you think about it, because like the only way to get onto the actual Bezdin would be if a spot is vacated, normally through the death of one of the members of the Bezdin. Now, the truth of the matter is that there can be, you know, again, lahavdil, as there is in baseball. Sometimes people will get called up from like double A, very rarely from single A, but sometimes they'll be able to skip a stage. So if you make an argument, the Mishnah that we talked about yesterday, where the Talmidim and Dine Nefashos are allowed to offer argumentation, Lazakos, Velo Lechayev, that's one of the asymmetries in Dine Nefashos from Dine Mamonos, but if the argument sticks, so they can be promoted straight onto the actual Bezdin, and they get to stay there, not just for the duration of the argument, but they get to stay there, in general, that they're a ranking member of the Bezdin. So there can be these kind of call-ups where you're not just, you know, sort of, you know, going one seat at a time. It could take like six lifetimes to get onto the actual Bezdin, but, you know, if you have a good Svara, so you can sort of earn your way onto the actual Bezdin. Yitzchak, go ahead. Right, so that's another possibility as to, right, it could be a chronic illness, it could be a short-term illness, but remember, to hear capital cases, you need v'shaftu ha'eda v'itzilu ha'eda v'ein bezdin shakul lo si'achrei rabim l'raos. You need to be mechayev at least by a majority of two, so you always have to fill out, so 23. So you have a pool which is larger than that, as I explained before. If a Talmud, you know, is able to, you know, make a good argument, lezako, so he becomes promoted to that to that level as well. So there's a larger pool than just 23. But you need 23 at any given point in time, but that could create an opening as well. By the way, no different than we talk about the Kohen Gadol. If he has a mum over, right, he can't be Misharis as the Kohen Gadol, but we find somebody, you know, to be in his place for that particular period of time. So there is, you know, a meritocratic element to this as well, where people are able to earn their way onto the actual Beis Din.